Before we get to the prayers, I want to have Randy Eaton share a joy with you.
Good morning, and don't worry, I'm not going to talk about money this morning, so that's a praise the Lord. No, the worship committee has asked if I would make an announcement, and this is an exciting time. We're talking about celebrating the 160th anniversary of this congregation here in Warsaw. And the worship committee is working very hard on making sure that we have a special time in putting together that recognition. And on the week of September 12th, that's the weekend after Labor Day, throughout that week, there's going to be special things going on here at the church each night. But on Sunday the 12th, there's going to be a tent celebration, a dinner, and then that I think that tent is going to be up the rest of the week, and we'll have a revival each of those nights. One of the main things that I'm doing here, and this is a perfect example, is this. I saw John and Dee Doty back here, who were former members of this church. And that's exactly the people that we want to contact. We hope that we can find people here in Warsaw, invite them in, but the worship committee, who Sharon May and Diane Summers, I think, are leading that team, they want to get addresses, phone numbers, and email addresses for former pastors, former members, children of former members. So if you have any of that information that you can get back to the committee, they would very much like to have that information, because they want to send a special invitation out to everyone so that we can celebrate the life of this church in this community. And I think each of those nights, one night they're going to have a pie supper, one night they're going to have homemade ice cream. And there'll be lots of things that will be going on that will be helping to celebrate the life of this church. And we need to thank God, and we should all be very thankful that this church has survived all the ups and downs and all the wonderful things that's been in the life of this church here in Warsaw. So I think Eric mentioned that in the newsletter, yes. There's going to be an email address in there. Is that correct? So if you have any of that information, if you can forward that email address to any of your friends that would have an interest in being involved or coming back on that on the 12th, we want to be sure and get that information out to people and then have them bring it back to the church so that on the week of September 12th we can have a wonderful, wonderful celebration. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Randy. Now, he's not asking for money, but you can be assured that one of us will be asking for pies and ice cream and, you know, that kind of stuff. So anyway, please keep that in your prayers from now until it happens, because it is through prayer that miracles and wonderful things can come to pass. In our prayers, we're asked to remember our economic recovery. And I'd like to lift up the Bodie family and the Close family. And we have a praise the Lord that Larry Kahn's son, Gary, is doing great. Thank you for all your prayers. May God bless each of you. And that's from Holly and Larry. And then, dear church family, thank you so much for the cards, visits, calls, wonderful food, and beautiful prayer shawl I received following my surgery. You are the best, and I love you all. Leota Kreisel. And it's nice to see Leota up and around and back in service, and it's good to have Tammy Sage back with us too as she recovers from her health problems. If you will join me in a word of prayer. Father God, we just lay our problems at your feet. We know that all we have to do is ask, and you are right there. We also lift our praises to you for answered prayer, because we are so blessed in this country. We're not only blessed by you, but we're blessed by the citizens of this country and those who are willing to serve in the armed forces. And we remember those today who lost their lives, and we lift up their families to you. Father God, just be with us throughout this service and help us to always be a praying congregation that can come to you with good and sorrow. In Jesus' name, amen. Now the Bell Choir is going to play a patriotic piece, and it is in the memory, to the memory of those who did give their lives for this country, and we hope you will enjoy it.